This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A new adaptation of Rodgers and Hammerstein's television classic, Cinderella, opens on Broadway this weekend. It stars Laura Osnes, the ingenue of the moment on Broadway, but as Jeff London reports, her career path has had an unusual trajectory.
6 years ago, Laura Osnes, 21 years old, newly wed, and fresh out of Minnesota, landed on Broadway in the lead role of Sandy in a revival of Grease. It's not surprising that that show, all about teenagers, would cast unknowns in the leads. But how she and her co-star Max Crumb got there was unconventional, to say the least.
Welcome to the live finale of Grease. You're the one that I want. Millions of you voted, and tonight America crowns its winning Danny and Sandy.
That's right. Laura Osnes won a competition on a reality TV show to get to Broadway. But Osnes says what she didn't want was to be just a flash in the pan.
I let the whole Grease experience be a springboard for me. I wanted to use the exposure I got from that very wisely to continue a successful career. It's taken a lot of work and perseverance.
And it's paid off. With Cinderella, Osnes will be playing her fifth lead role on Broadway in 6 years. Ted Chapin is president of the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization.
For somebody to start a Broadway career in such an odd circumstance, and also, frankly, not a terribly welcoming circumstance for the Broadway world, we don't like to be told by television audiences, maybe now with American Idol we can be. But for Laura to have come to this town and the lead in that Grease production and then to have turned out to be the real deal is what's so surprising, delightful, and wonderful for all of us.
Chapin got to know her when Osnes took over for Kelly O'Hara in the Tony Award-winning revival of South Pacific shortly after she finished up in Grease. Here she is at a live event sponsored by the Broadway League.
It's such a different, legit, mature, sophisticated set of music compared to Grease, for example, which is great for its own thing. But yes, getting to kind of legitimize my voice and my career in the Broadway community was a wonderful thing via South Pacific.
Osnes soon found herself performing in concerts of Rodgers and Hammerstein shows, playing Maria in The Sound of Music at Carnegie Hall, and Susie in a short run of one of their biggest flops, Pipe Dream.
And I said to myself, as I rode by myself, everybody's gone.
Ted Chapin.
It's interesting that when you look at the world of Rodgers and Hammerstein, they did tend to write for certain kinds of voices. The baritone, the big boomy baritone, for example, but also the soprano. The soprano who may appear to be young, beautiful, and sings like a bird, but who has guts. And I think that's something, don't underestimate the guts of Laura Osnes.
And when you talk to people in the business, it's Osnes' talent combined with her work ethic that impresses them. In fact, she's won her Broadway colleagues over, and no one has anything but praise for her. After directing and choreographing Osnes in Grease, Kathleen Marshall cast her in Cole Porter's Anything Goes.
She keeps sort of surprising you because she's a wonderful dancer. I mean, she's a beautiful dancer, which I got to take advantage of a little in Grease and even more so in Anything Goes. But she's also this incredible person.
The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
Osnes hasn't just made her mark in revivals. Last season, she created the role of Bonnie in Frank Wildhorn's short-lived musical, Bonnie and Clyde.
To be honest, that was the most rewarding experience. Despite it not lasting long on Broadway, it is still holds such a special place in my heart and will probably be, you know, one of my favorite roles and favorite experiences. Just because getting to originate a role is so just fulfilling as an actress.
How about a dance? It's always fun. Come over here.
now she is Cinderella.
She's guileless. I think she's guileless as a performer, and I think she's guileless as a human being. And she is somebody that you would like to have in your lifeboat.
Mark Brokaw is directing the production, which features a completely new, hip, postmodern script by playwright Douglas Carter Bean, married to the romantic Rodgers and Hammerstein tunes.
She, as an actress, had all the right qualities for it and has that gravity and has that depth. But at the same time, she has that incredible vocal instrument. You know, she can sing the part in the way that the part demands to be sung.
In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be.
Kathleen Marshall thinks Osnes, who's only 27, has the potential to fill some big shoes.
When you think of sort of those Shirley Jones and Barbara Cook, she is the, sort of the next descendant of that sort of line of ingenues who also will grow up to be real leading ladies.
I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan.
While Laura Osnes stops just shy of saying her career has been something of a fairy tale itself, she's enjoying the ride.
If all goes well here, I'll be here for a year at least. So, you know, that's enough time. I don't really have to start thinking about the next thing yet. But I'm so grateful that I get to do what I love. And I've had so many opportunities, you know, to get to do it. And Cinderella is kind of just the crown on top, literally.
Cinderella, starring Laura Osnes, opens on Broadway tomorrow evening. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.